If it were a movie, it might be called The Swarm, or The Buzz, or Attack of the Honeybees, or perhaps The Sting. Okay, not The Sting. That's already been done. What we're actually talking about here is an accident over the weekend on Highway 99, just south of Sacramento.
The big buzz in Sacramento today, millions of bees loose on a local highway.
It took crews hours to get these bees back into their hives.
On Sunday, a big rig loaded with up to 400 colonies of bees flipped on its side, and you can imagine what happened next. The bees escaped, up to 12 million of them. Traffic came to a halt as the California Highway Patrol tried to contain the mess. Michael Bradley was one of the officers on the scene. He's a spokesman for the Highway Patrol's South Sacramento District, and he joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So how did that truck flip over?
Well, he was taking the on-ramp, and it appears that he would possibly have gone too fast for the curve or that the load shifted while he was in the curve.
My goodness, I wonder what that call sounded like when it came in.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. The log said that there was a swarm of bees flying all over the freeway.
Was the driver or anyone else hurt in this accident?
The driver sustained minor injuries to his shoulder. He was treated by paramedics at the scene and released.
And I understand that you actually had to call in for help to contain that swarm. You called local beekeepers.
Yeah, we called local beekeepers to come in to help, and actually several beekeepers that were actually bringing their colonies back to one company from Oregon was bringing their hives and colonies back to Oregon. He was passing by, turned back around, and stopped at the scene. Several other beekeepers that were in the area actually were driving by and stopped and called other buddies to come by and help. So we actually had a lot of volunteer beekeepers besides the one we called in.
Now, we should explain why so many beekeepers might actually be in the area. As I understand, you have a lot of big rigs carrying big loads of bees from around the country at this time of the year. Why this bee pilgrimage to California?
Well, being that the San Joaquin Valley is a very big agricultural area, they use these bees to pollinate their crops. And that's why you have those many bees traveling on the freeways right now.
And it seems at this time of the year they're there to help out with the almond crop, is that correct?
Almond crops and, all the other crops coming up, but specifically the almond crops in the San Joaquin Valley.
You know, if I could take you back to that scene on Sunday on Highway 99, what did that swarm look like and what did it sound like?
It was very loud. You can imagine what a bee sounds like, and you multiply that by about 2 million loose bees. And they got agitated several times, and they tried to use smoke to calm the bees, but they were flying around and got farther away from the colonies. They did become agitated and were stinging people.
Did you get stung?
I did get one sting in my ear. I was out there doing pretty well for the most part, and then a colony kind of started landing on my hair, and as I swatted it away, and then one got me right in my ear.
Just one sting, though. It sounds like you did pretty good, given all those bees out there.
I did very well. One beekeeper told me that he thinks he got stung probably 80 times while he was out there helping. And the problem was that when the colonies got disturbed, a lot of the bees couldn't go back to their particular colony to find their queen.
They were looking for a particular position on the truck, and it wasn't there.
Correct.
What are you doing for your bee sting?
Nothing. But basically what the beekeepers told me is, hey, it actually acts as an antihistamine sometimes. It says it's actually good for you, so I don't have any allergic reactions, and just about everybody out there got stung at least once. Nobody had any type of allergic reactions at all, so it looked like we did pretty well in that department.
Michael Bradley, thank you very much for talking to us. All the best to you, sir.
Thank you.
Michael Bradley is a spokesman for the California Highway Patrol. He says it's likely that hundreds of thousands of honeybees died in that accident on Sunday.